somebody began to sweat when he started to work. By the time he finished, you'd say he really, what, a lot, not
sweat.
Okay. Would you use that sound?
He really sweated.
Okay.
Is that what you...
Well, I thought yesterday he, what?
He sweated a lot.
Okay. What do you call that thing? It's a kind of sore that sometimes people get. A lot of times they get them on the back of the neck. I guess it could be anywhere, but they're big usually and real painful. And it's like a blister, but...
Boil?
Okay. If they have the last open of boil, that stuff that drains out is...
Pus.
Okay. And if you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the blister would be called what?
It could be blood. It would be a blood blister.
Okay. Or if it's just a plain blister, what?
I don't know.
Okay. If you're at war or something and a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you got a what?
Bullet wound.
Okay. If there's a kind of wound that sometimes it doesn't heal clean, and a white kind of granular substance forms around the edge, and sometimes you have to burn it out with alum or something like that. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. Remember it called some kind of flesh?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
What do you call that kind of medicine that you put on your finger? It's kind of reddish brown and bottling, and it's got skull and crossbones in the bottle, and it's real poisonous and stuff.
Like methylate?
Yeah, it's like that, only hurts more. It's
Mercurochrome.
Like, okay, before they had methylate and mercurochrome, you had to use...
iodine.
Okay.
We also call it monkey blood.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You call that, wait, if you say you're going to go get monkey blood and put it on my finger?
Monkey blood, yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
The term we have for it.
Well,
that was the methylate,
that was methylate. You didn't call iodine yet?
No.
When you were a kid, did you have iodine?
I don't remember having iodine.
Okay. Okay, there is a bitter kind of white powder that comes in capsules that people used to take sometimes they take it for a cold, or they give it to people for malaria, or somebody had a fever. Also, it's the tonic in a gin tonic.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. If, let's see. If somebody... Oh, okay. You might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient, what, anyway?
Died.
Okay. Is there any other way of saying somebody died? How else would you say that?
Expired.
Okay. Is it polite, or is that?
That's polite.
Okay. What are some more polite ways to talk about?
Passed away.
Okay. Anything else?
Any other polite ways?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay. What are some not so polite ways?
Kick the bucket.
Okay. Anything else?
Croaked.
Okay. We used to say that all the time. You're the first person who said that.
Is that right?
We used to say that all the time. Yeah, it was a big deal when I was high school. Somebody,
yeah.
If such and such happened to my parents, they're just going to croak. Let's see. Okay, after somebody dies, they bury him in the...
cemetery.
Okay. And if it's small and out in the country, what would you call it?
A small cemetery in the country?
Yeah.